You don't have to go far to see evidence of war. Everywhere there's rubble. We film discreetly. Photography of humans is officially banned in Afghanistan. And because this is a country suffering from trade sanctions, Westerners aren't that popular.
The people got no food to eat. Some of them, they are deprived from basic human needs. So of course they are not happy, and of course they are part of it. They are blaming the Western countries.
So they feel totally abandoned by the international community.
Yeah, of course. The people say we didn't commit any crime. Why they have to impose sanctions on us?
In Kabul, the law only allows foreigners to stay in one hotel, and one hotel alone, the Continental. It's an ugly building, not improved by the ravages of war. It was where I stayed last time, and it's where I stay this time. And what a lineup! One of the great tenets of Islam is that all visitors must be honoured.
Hello.
How are you?
Whatever their country or religion.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Salam alaikum.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
The plight of the Continental sums up Afghanistan. Normally, an international hotel like this would be brimming with businessmen, politicians, and power brokers. But aside from me, it's empty. A deserted monument to Afghanistan's international isolation. After years of shelling, many of the windows are still covered in plastic. There's a shortage of glass. And I'm glad that I wasn't here when these rounds hit. I ask for my old room. It's, of course, no problem. I've got the pick of the hotel.
Great, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
That's great. Thank you very much.
And it's still got the best view in town.
Now, 5 years ago, standing here, this was a panorama of battle. There were tanks over on that far hill. All the way through the city was just gunfire, and then from outside, rockets would come in and just lob into the city. It's just incredible to see it at peace. It's something I couldn't quite imagine 5 years ago.